Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, July the 28th. Hey, I've been incognito for a little bit. I'm actually on vacation. I'm in Orlando, at the Disney Resorts. I've actually been on vacation since last Friday, with my family, just relaxing. But, I haven't spoke to y'all to y'all in a while, and I thought maybe it's time for me to chime in on something that I've been reading a lot about, that I've been seeing some tweets about, and it's about Kyrie Irving. We all know that Kyrie Irving has been reported that Kyrie Irving wants a trade from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Basically he's just tired of being second fiddle to LeBron. But what I really think it is I think that he has a sense that LeBron will probably leave Cleveland after this upcoming season, and he wants to be in a position to where, he can, have a team that he'll be, he'll be the man there, but a team that will be built around him, where he can be like a focal point, centerpiece. And what I mean by that is, if you look at the pieces that the Cleveland Cavaliers have, they're basically built, the team is built so LeBron can be successful, like they fit his needs, not really Kyrie's. And also, who knows, maybe he's tired of, even if the LeBron decides to stay, he wants to be somewhere where he's on equal footing with the other stars, as opposed to taking second fiddle to LeBron like he is right now. It's funny, when the trade came out, there were a lot of people in the Philadelphia area, talking about, wow, the Sixers need to hurry up and get Kyrie. The Sixers need to hurry up and get Kyrie. And there are even some people talking about getting rid of the first overall pick in this year's draft, Markelle Fultz. Like, I've seen some people say, okay, we'll give the Cavs Markelle, we'll give them Jahlil Okafor, and we'll get Kyrie in return. Now, I'm not even pointing out that the Sixers aren't even on his wish list. But again, if you're going to get traded, it's basically, a lot of times you say you want a wish list, but if you don't have a no trade clause, it's really... there's no wish list, bruh. But, again, I don't think the Sixers would be wise to make a trade for Kyrie Irving, especially if it involves getting rid of Markelle Fultz. Now, some of you may say, what are you talking about, Pompey? Kyrie Irving is a four-time All-Star. He was the NBA All-Star Game MVP in 2014. He won a chip. He's 25 years old. He's in the prime of his career. And we don't know what Markelle Fultz is going to do. True. But think back to when Kyrie Irving was drafted, right? Kyrie Irving was drafted in 2011, right? In 2011, Derrick Rose was the league MVP. The league MVP, right? Right? Derrick Rose was the first overall pick in 2008. He's 28, which means he's 3 years older than Kyrie. No one back then would have said, wow, if Derrick Rose wants out of Chicago, which he didn't, but no one would have said back then, like, wow, let's get rid of, like, you know, like, no one would have said that Kyrie was better than Derrick Rose if Derrick Rose wanted to come back, if he wanted to go to Cleveland. Cleveland would have made that deal in a heartbeat. Everyone would have said, look how great it was. They got rid of this unknown guy, you know, this unknown, you know, rookie. We don't know if he'll ever develop to be the player that he can be, right? And then next thing you know, a couple years later, no, then the following season, in the playoffs against the Sixers, you know, Derrick Rose goes down in game one with an ACL tear and against the Sixers. The Sixers end up winning that series, right? But after that, Derrick Rose has not been the same player. Now, to me, I'm not comparing Kyrie to Derrick Rose. But at the same time, it's one of those things where you don't know what the future holds. So, yeah, right now, Kyrie Irving is better than Markelle Fultz. You could make a case for that just because he's proven himself. We don't know what Markelle is going to do. However, you know what I mean? Here's a guy, Kyrie. He played in all his games in his rookie season, which was a strike-shortened season. So there was only 51 games. Since then, he has yet to play a full season. The most games that he's played in was 75 games since then, right? His thing, so he played 51 his rookie season, talking about the regular season. The next year, he plays 59. The following year, he played 71. Then he played 75. Then he played 53. And now it's 72 games this past year. So I'm just here to tell y'all, like, it's one of these things where, yes, it all sounds good. Let's go out there and get this guy. But when they have an injury history, and I'm not saying that he's not a bad player. But again, everyone thought that Derrick Rose was going to be the man. They never knew that Kyrie would be explosive and exciting as he is. So why don't you just relax and chill and see what Markelle Fultz can be? The Sixers have already told everyone that this is going to be kind of like a slow pace. Now, again, if they can get a guy that they want and they could go out there and they can get, like, an elite type of player, then what they'll do is maybe they'll speed up the process. Kyrie Irving is a great player. Yes, he is. But, again, you know, Markelle Fultz has the potential to be on that level. That's why the Sixers moved up to draft him number one. So, you know, to me, I just think that people just need to pump the brakes and just relax. You know what I mean? Some of you guys talk about you trust the process where, you know, but then whenever something happens, you want to give up the process and you want to move forward and you just want to hurry up and snag someone. Now, again, Kyrie Irving is a great player. Just like Derrick Rose was a great player when Kyrie came into the league. Markelle Fultz has the potential to become a great player. Let's just wait and see what he has. All right? Now, while I talked about that, I want to talk to y'all about, you know, this season, upcoming season. We know that tickets are going to be ridiculous, and the Sixers are expecting sellouts. So it seems like you're going to have to go other ways to get tickets. That's like buying, you know, buying tickets from people and things like that. So a best way for you to do that, and I'm not saying go out to the scalper. I'm telling you, the best way to do that is go through SeatGeek. Know why? Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team, your musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value, right? So that's what you need to do, all right? But now this is the thing. You guys will get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is just, you know, download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOMBA, all one word, all caps too. LO for Locked On, MBA, LOMBA, all caps. Do that today. That promo code will give you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And hey, I want to thank you guys for listening. And sorry it's been a while that I had a podcast. But as I told you guys, I have been on vacation. But I just thought that I would come off for 10 minutes or so and just give you my two cents on why the Sixers don't need Kyrie. Thank you, and have a great, great day. Great weekend as well. Peace.
The Daily Philadelphia 76ers Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.